Joining me right now, head coach Brian Hill. Brian, you know, basically first quarter, let's get rid of the second quarter. But the first quarter, I thought Garden City started out very well. We got some positive things rolling. Get into the second quarter, maybe lost that momentum just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the turnover is what turned the tide. You know, down there, you give the ball up on about your 13-yard line, and, I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster. We've done that the whole first half here of the season. But after that time, though, we at least took care of it the rest of the time and gave ourselves a chance to play where they had to at least drive a long field.
Basically, our first series as we're going down and we get in the penalty trouble. Of course, we saw a lot of that tonight. But I think of three great drives that we had, especially in the first, when we get in penalty trouble, I think we go back maybe a minus 10, minus 20. We work out of that to get a touchdown when it's all said and done. That says a lot about the offense to me.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't like to be behind the chains like that. But, you know, I've told them that, you know, when that point comes, that we just got to chip away at it. You know, I mean, we can't pick it all up and think that it's going to be second and three on the next play. And we just got to chip away and you know, really focus for three plays in a row. And they really did that. And I think that, you know, I just can't say enough about the way that the kids responded. I mean, it didn't take anything from me at halftime this time. Before I even was in there, I don't know who gave it, but there was some. I mean, by the time I got there, there was already something that was going on in there, and it erupted by the time I got there. And they understand what it's like to get it done.
We were able to see some of the people that were really, I think, key components in this. And I'm going to mention a guy by name of Ian Jones here, too, that Ian goes in for Wynn. We saw Wynn come out of the ball game in the second quarter. Ian just steps right into that fit of that offensive line and still did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough for Ian. And, you know, he came out for football this year, and we could not be happier that he was here with us. And, you know, we've had a lot of injuries, you know, especially not necessarily with our first group of kids, but, you know, our backups and things right now. I mean, I don't know. It looks like we got a lot of managers down there wearing jerseys right now. But, you know, I can't say enough about Ian. And, you know, what really helps Ian is that senior offensive line. Playing next to Mitch Moore. I mean, Mitch Moore was his tutor out there, and we told him, that's your little buddy right there. You got to tell him what to do and help him out. And he gets reps during practice and things, but, you know, it's his first extensive action. And to be honest with you, you know, nothing against James, but we didn't look like we missed him at all.
Tell you what, I've been impressed with what James has done all season long, when playing offense and defense, and then comes into the ball game. You see Ian Jones able to pick it up. You saw a lot of guys able to pick it up. But listen, let's get into the offensive mode right now, because I was impressed. I know a three drives that you guys had, that you had penalties on you, I think maybe 10 penalties on the game. And like I said, you started from a hole, you kept this thing going and able to score on each one of them. It says a lot about the offensive line, but also what Grayson Temple is now doing back there. Last week he found seven separate receivers. Tonight he finds six separate receivers, spreading the ball around, catching the ball, going over maybe 300 yards is what I have him, rushing for about 150. What a great job. And it's not just Grayson himself. It's the entire team.
Oh, absolutely. And that's who we are, you know. And, you know, I think I told Jerry before the game that, you know, the way we were going to help keep that score down on their side was to play good offense and keep the ball in our hands. And that was something that was methodical. I mean, you know, they're out there playing with a freshman corner. I don't know if many people know that, but number 12 out there is a freshman corner. And, you know, the offensive guy in me wanted to just light up and throw it over his head every single down. But you know, I also know that we got to be smart, and we needed to be a little methodical and be patient and let our defensive guys rest. And, you know, it seems like there's a lot more energy when guys have to go play offense than, unfortunately, when they have to go play defense.
This team comes in, they're averaging 43 points a ball game for the Liberal Redskins. You keep them down to 14. No scoring in the second half. Actually, three straight turnovers on downs. I mean, just fantastic job there by the defense on top of it.
Well, and I can't say enough about the defensive coaches and the way they prepared these kids. I mean, there wasn't really a single play that we weren't ready for. You know, I mean, the play there by Denton there at the end of the game, I mean, what a fantastic play. You know, I'm just glad it wasn't the replacement officials from Monday night to make that call. But, you know, it was a great play. And, you know, we ran that play at him numerous times all week long, because they run a lot of that wide receiver screen, and we have that same play in. We just don't run it nearly as often. But you know, to teach them those things, and, you know, this is a full team effort and a full program effort. It took everybody. You know, these kids, you know, maybe they didn't step on the field, but I tell them every Friday night, they've got a role, And as much as what went on there tonight, they have as much to do with that victory because they make our kids work hard during the week and prepare these kids to go out there and perform like that.
On special teams, Chavez comes in and just really, I thought, did a pretty good job. You know, you guys had been, and I actually kind of accepted that we may be doing that again here in this ball game because of the great return men that they have, but you weren't afraid to kick it down to them.
I challenged those kids on the kickoff team on Wednesday, and we worked probably longer on it this week than we have in a long time. And we wanted to, I challenged them. I said, we're gonna kick it back there, no matter who's back there, 21, whoever. And I'm putting it up to you whether to go down there and make a tackle. And I mean, there's a couple kids, Ivan Vivanco, you know, he doesn't get a lot of playing time, but he ran down there, and I think he made three tackles in a row on the kickoff. And Zach Landgraf is another one we're glad to have back this week. He had been injured in a JV game 3 weeks ago, and it's nice to get him back for a little bit of depth, and made a couple tackles. So, you know, hopefully as a few of these kids start to come back to us, that if we can just keep the ship, you know, afloat here and keep moving, that when those guys get back, we're going to be in great shape.
How well was the offense tonight, Jerry? I mean, basically between Grayson Temple, his passing and rushing also tonight, over 400, maybe 50 yards. They only punted one time tonight, too. That says a lot about what the offense was able to do tonight.
To be honest with you, we wanted to fake it, but it didn't get it didn't get portrayed out there. We didn't get it called. But, you know, I mean, it was a great job. I mean, that's something that, you know, we worked hard on, and I thought really in the end we won all three phases. And I can't say enough, you know, really when it's all said and done, to put a zero up in a half against a team that had played, you know, four and a half games and not been shut out in a half, I can't say enough about my football team.